Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're carrying around a heavy backpack filled with anger, bitterness, or resentment? Yeah, me too. We all have moments where we get hurt, betrayed, or let down, and those feelings can fester like a bad wound if we don't deal with them. But here's the thing, holding on to grudges isn't just emotionally draining, it's actually toxic for our well-being. It keeps us stuck in the past, prevents us from moving forward, and creates unnecessary stress and anxiety. Today, we're diving deep into the power of forgiveness and letting go of resentment. Now, before you tune me out thinking this is some cheesy self-help pep talk, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened to you or saying it was okay. It's about releasing yourself from the chains of anger and bitterness so you can finally move on. Think of it like this. Holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate forgiveness and start letting go. First, understand that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It's a process that takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Be patient with yourself. There will be ups and downs, but keep moving forward, one step at a time. Remember, you don't have to forgive someone to protect them. You forgive for your own peace of mind. Secondly, recognize that forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It's okay to remember what happened, acknowledge the pain, and process those emotions. But it doesn't mean dwelling on it or letting it control your thoughts and actions. Thirdly, cultivate empathy. This is crucial. Try to see things from the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with their actions. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone has flaws. Recognizing that can help soften the anger and resentment you might be holding on to. Remember, they might have their own struggles and pain driving their behavior. Fourthly, practice gratitude. Shifting your focus to the positive things in your life can help counterbalance the negativity of past hurts. Be grateful for the good people in your life, the opportunities you have, and the simple joys that make life worth living. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to bitterness. Lastly, remember that forgiveness sets you free. It frees you from the burden of anger, resentment, and pain. It allows you to move forward with clarity, purpose, and joy. It's a gift you give yourself, not the other person. Think about a time when someone hurt you deeply. You might be replaying the event in your mind, feeling the sting of betrayal or anger. But what if you could choose to see that situation differently? What if, instead of dwelling on the pain, you focused on learning from it and growing stronger? Imagine this. Sarah had been best friends with Emily since childhood. They shared everything, secrets, dreams, heartbreaks. Then Emily betrayed Sarah's trust by spreading rumors about her behind her back. Sarah felt utterly devastated. She was consumed by anger and resentment towards Emily, isolating herself from others and avoiding any situation where she might see her former friend. This went on for months, until one day, Sarah realized how much this bitterness was hurting her. She started to understand that holding on to this anger wasn't serving her anymore. It was only keeping her trapped in the past. So, Sarah decided to try something different. She took time to reflect on what happened, acknowledging the pain Emily caused, but also recognizing that everyone makes mistakes. Instead of letting the betrayal define their friendship, Sarah chose to forgive Emily, not for Emily's sake, but for her own. It wasn't easy, and there were moments when she slipped back into old patterns of anger and resentment. But each time, she consciously made the choice to let go. Over time, the bitterness started to fade, replaced by a sense of peace and liberation. Sarah learned that forgiveness wasn't about condoning Emily's actions. It was about freeing herself from the chains of anger and allowing herself to move forward with her life. Remember, forgiveness is an act of courage, not weakness. It takes strength to let go of the pain and anger, but the rewards are immeasurable. By cultivating forgiveness, you unlock a world of peace, joy, and freedom. So, what's your next step? Take a moment to reflect on any grudges or resentment you might be holding on to. Choose one person and commit to practicing empathy and understanding towards them. You don't have to forget what happened, but try to see things from their perspective. Join me tomorrow as we explore the power of gratitude and how it can transform your life. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.